بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We were discussing certain guidelines and etiquette that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have both prescribed for us when we come to the masjid. Yesterday we spoke of the hadith when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited us from coming to the masjid if we have consumed something that will give off an offensive smell, or we do something that gives off an offensive smell. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't come to the masjid, pray in your home. The second etiquette, which is found in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of a dress code. There is a dress code that we should adhere to when coming to the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Allah says, take your adornment along with you to the masjid. Meaning we should not come dressed just carelessly, having no regard for the masjid. And our dress code will be determined by the level of reverence we have for the possessor of the house, who is Allah. Naturally, when you are going to a meeting, you are going for an interview, you are called to meet somebody, according to the reverence you have for that person and the respect you have for the person, will you dress according to that? So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a dress code. You are coming to the house of Allah. You are coming to communicate with Allah. You are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, come, present yourself in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the second etiquette that we should keep in mind. And that is with regards to our dress code and the dressing that we should adopt when coming to the masjid must conform with the guidelines that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has provided. May Allah grant us understanding.